Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Today is Friday. It's December 16th, and we're going to celebrate with music as we get into this festive holiday season even further. And then there are some musical anniversaries today, too, of course, to celebrate. As you may have heard if you were listening earlier this morning, we'll have the 12:30 quiz question right on time, I suspect. And between now and then, plenty of live music from right here in our Buck studio. And if it were dressed up any better, we'd have to rent it out for proms. So we welcome the Cat Trio back to Wisconsin, back to the USA, in fact, after a sojourn in their returning to their native land of Russia. And they are our Wisconsin Public Radio and Chazen Museum Artists in Residence for 2011-2012. And welcome back, the three of you.
Thank you.
So they're very shy when they're speaking, but when they play, it's another thing altogether. Well, what about starting with something Russian? Some Tchaikovsky, maybe?
Yeah,
Everybody look agreeable with that? Okay.
Yeah,
what would you like to play?
We will play for you the romance, and the name of this romance is Tears. It's about the people, Tears, that the lyrics was written by Russian poet Fyodor Tyutchev, and it's really sad poetry about the people tears that they're poor, like a lot, like the rain during the late fall.
Tears by Tchaikovsky, Cat Trio.
Thank you.
Tears by Tchaikovsky, originally for, what, a soprano, maybe?
For two voices.
Two voices of some kind. Mm-hmm. And a very Russian piece. The Russians seem to do particularly well with these songs about tears.
Yes.
The Russians like sad songs.
They do. Well, they do. They do very well with those sad songs. And by the way, you're hearing Vladislav Gorbich, clarinet, Victoria Gorbich, violin, and Julie Page is at the piano here in our Buck studio today as we have this live hour of the midday. Are all the tears behind us? What do we have on hand after this?
Time to cheer up.
That's the quote of the day. How shall we do that?
With a little serenade by Bohm.
Would you like to tell the Bohm a bit, Vicky?
Yes.
Vicky? Okay. Carl Bohm is a German pianist and composer, and he was considered as the leading German songwriter of 19th century, but he wrote pop songs, and that was very interesting for me to find out that he was as popular as Brahms was, but now at that time, at 19th century, but now nobody knows him, and that's, I think it's sad, because his music is really pretty and very easy listening. So we decided to take one of his pieces into our repertoire.
Carl Bohm. Trio. There are some pieces, though, that this was, again, not written for the combination of clarinet, violin, and piano, but there are some pieces that are written for, what would you call it, a clarinet trio?
I don't think so. It's very unusual combination of instruments. That's why I don't think it's very special name for this kind of trio.
But there are some. There are some of them, some notable ones going back a couple hundred years even. And you have one here by a composer that would not be too familiar. This, I assume, was written originally for piano, violin, and clarinet, or no?
You mean Destiny?
That's the one.
Nope.
No, that's not you. That's an arrangement
it's
also.
It's very close, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is actually a movement from a sonata written for oboe, clarinet, and piano. So Vicky transcribed the oboe part for violin.
All right,
let's see. I think it fit very well. The oboe and violin, I think so.
I think it's even better sounds with violin.
Well, you're on now. We'll find out.
Thank you.
Andante non troppo from the trio for clarinet, oboe, and piano in B minor by Edouard Destenay. He was a late 19th, early 20th century composer, and though that violin part was written for oboe, sounds mighty fine on the violin. You're right, Vicky. You're listening to The Midday live from our Buck studio here at Wisconsin Public Radio with our guests and artists in residence for 2011-12, the Cat Trio, taking us through a variety of moods. That one was pretty serene. Don't you love the low notes on those clarinets, the clarinet parts, Vlad?
Yeah, sure.
Somehow that's, you know, nothing more winning than that. You must be constantly on the lookout then for things that you can transcribe, things that'll work well for this, for your rather unusual combination of clarinet, violin, and piano.
Yes, since we have such an unusual combination, we have this freedom to choose a repertoire. Yeah.
Unfortunately, not everything works. We wanted to play Bach. It doesn't work with our configuration. And Mozart, the trio that was written for Kengelstadt trio.
Sure, yeah, clarinet,
viola,
trio.
Piano.
Doesn't work with violin.
Nope. That's so interesting.
It's probably something about masters, but you just can transcribe the soul in several your pieces.
That's fascinating. You can't tell just by looking at the score whether it'll work until you hear it. We have a couple of things that are just right for this combination, though they were not originally written for it, and a couple of things that I'll just call gypsy pieces, although the second one that we'll hear isn't often thought that way. I think probably there'd be little argument about it, but the first one by Dvorak, in fact, is called Gypsy Song.
Yeah, another title for his song, Mother Taught Me. It's a beautiful
Songs
title.
My Mother Taught Me, yeah, Dvorak. Mm-hmm. Songs My Mother Taught Me. You were talking a couple minutes ago, Vicky, about how the reputation of a composer, Carl Böhm, you know, has its ups and downs, and that's true for largely mysterious reasons. It's also true of some musical pieces. The Dvorak that we just heard, the Songs My Mother Taught Me, a couple of generations ago, were very popular, and you rarely hear them
today.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was Spike Jones who came out with Songs My Mother Never Taught Me, but that was a whole different category. Well, we mentioned this other gypsy piece, and this is from one of 21 transcriptions. Brahms never claimed that he actually wrote these pieces. He just said these are his take on these dances, Hungarian dances. Pick a good number.
What about number 5? I like it.
5. Sounds like a winner. The most famous, and I would say also probably the hardest to dance to of all the Hungarian dances, all 21 of them. How about some more Russian things? Rachmaninoff is a great example of a composer who could really put some soul into music.
Yeah, I think it's time to play another romance for you. The name of this romance sounds in Russian like «Не пой, красавица, при мне».
By Rachmaninoff. Thank you. something about beauty in that title, isn't there?
It's
one of those really soulful pieces of Rachmaninoff, a very versatile composer, Rachmaninoff, and a romantic composer in so many ways, although he didn't look very romantic in his demeanor. He was described as a six-foot scowl. You know, really, he was very, yes, very sour when you see pictures of him, but he's capable of great beauty. I think one of the most versatile composers of any time, though, was Shostakovich. Could write in any style. He wrote everything from big war symphonies to cartoon music.
Yep,
yeah, that's
true.
Right.
Could write the very heavy, serious stuff and also some polkas.
Yeah.
You have a polka here. Now, which Shostakovich does this come from? The Age of Gold is his most famous one, but there are others.
Yeah, from his ballet suites. So, yeah.
He wrote many polkas. It's just amazing. But yeah, if you think that he wrote the Seventh Symphony, that is just...
Because they are 15. 15 symphonies. Yeah,
15
I mean,
symphonies,
the seventh,
right.
The number seven symphony, that is, the for me, it's the most, I mean, heartbreaking symphony. And as you mentioned, that he wrote some music for children cartoons.
Yes, that's right.
So why not polkas?
No, why not polkas? All right. Holy smoker, time to polka. And by the way, if you think Rachmaninoff looked severe, Shostakovich was beyond severe. I've never seen a picture of him where his mouth wasn't a perfect turn down, you know, the frowny face. But boy, the variety that he could produce. Speaking of variety, we'll be hearing more from the Cat Trio shortly during the midday here on Wisconsin Public Radio. There is a, speaking again of these reputations, back now with the Cat Trio, of composers. Another one who actually outlived his reputation was Max Bruch. It is said somewhat cruelly that when he died in 1920, a lot of people were surprised because they didn't know he'd been alive for the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, it's just one of those reputations that languished, but he has some wonderful stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this the next piece that we're playing comes from a set of 8 pieces originally written for viola, clarinet, and piano. And again, we've taken a piece and transcribed it for our combination. And this is piece number 2 of the 8. Thank you.
the work of Max Bruch, a movement called Andante con Moto. Cat Trio, that's Cat with a K, by the way. You also do a lot of performing in churches. You perform quite a bit all over the place, in fact, but you also have in your repertory, you have how many, 10 CDs now to your credit?
Yes.
10? A lot of hymns in there, too, aren't there, in your repertory?
Yes. When we played for Peter Shigeli, and he just told us that we told him that we usually play in the churches also, he just said, you have to go to the churches and play for people there, because the audience is already there, and you actually can show them that classical music is not the boring stuff, that everybody could find something for themselves. I mean, the classical music is just so huge.
So broad.
So yeah. Broad.
And you can challenge yourself more and more and more if you want to.
Yeah, it's
be
not
more sophisticated.
Exactly. It's not necessary to start with Schnittke or, I don't know, very difficult music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could start with the
Brahms or Bruch. Like a bridge for many people to the classical music, to play something we like hymns, like pop standards even.
Sure.
And incorporate some classical music, like classical
also.
Music.
Okay, you have a hymn now, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. This hymn is called What Wondrous Love Is This? And it's the title song on our newest CD that we just recorded a couple of months ago.
Appalachian folk hymn. What wondrous love is this? Well, we have just a few minutes left. Let's see if we can really crowd them in with music. And I know you have also some show tunes in your repertory.
That's true. Probably Gershwin.
Okay, Gershwin sounds good.
The Man I Love.
Well, you gotta love those blue notes. A man I love, Gershwin. How about ending with a joke? Know any jokes?
Yes, we have a joke.
A musical joke.
This is radio now.
Musical joke, right. The Russian violinist and composer Yegor Frolov wrote that piece that he called Joke Souvenir. And he just wanted to show that Russian people also like ragtimes. So it's a Russian ragtime. Souvenir by Yegor Frolov, and it has brought to fore the talents of our guest today, the Yekaterinburg Classical Trio, a.k.a. the Cat Trio, and they have particular reason to celebrate, I suppose, this year, because, see, both of you, Vlad and Vicky, they're married, by the way, that's the relationship there, in case you've been wondering for the whole hour now, you recently got your doctorates at Arizona State.
Yeah, that's correct.
And Julie Page, you are just finishing one. Is it safe to say that at where? UW-Madison?
Yeah, I just passed my prelims, so now I'm in the dissertation stage. So not too far out.
Should be finished in 5 or 10 years.
Hopefully make that months instead of years.
Well, that's great. Congratulations to all of you. And then that means that you're officially free now to look for work. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, best wishes for that, and thanks again for being with us. We'll look forward to your next performances, and I'm sure they're coming soon, aren't they, one place or another around the state?
That's right.
Okay, we'll look forward to hearing more from the Cat Trio. And thanks to Brittany DeAnda, Laurie Skelton, Cynthia Schuster, Lyle Hirons, Jeffrey Potter, and Heather Reese for contributing to today's performance of the Midday featuring the Cat Trio.
Thank you very much.